It is a good one.
Well, good morning, you survivors of the flood.
早上好啊，大家这个外面那么大的雨啊，大家都还活着过来了。
Let's just look to the Lord for His help today.
我们一起来做一个开始的祷告。
Lord Jesus, we come to you today, and we thank you for all your grace to us.
主耶稣啊，我们今天来到您面前。为您所给我们的一切恩典献上感恩。
Lord, as we look into your word today, we pray that you would give us understanding.
我们看您的话语今天，求您给我们这样的理解。
That the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened.
我们理解的眼睛可以开。
That we might understand those things that are given to us by the Spirit of God.
我们也能够明白那圣灵给我们的道理。
And so, Father, as we have come together, we are dependent upon your Spirit to guide us and to lead us this morning.
我们打开这书，我们就只能依靠您的圣灵带领我们，帮助我们。
And feed us with that heavenly bread.
用那属天的灵粮喂养我们。
We give you thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus.
那我们就奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning we're going to continue looking at the Lamb. And today we're going to look at, again, the wedding of the Lamb. We don't know how far we're going to get in the wedding, but we're going to at least, you've all received a wedding invitation, have you?
我们今天还继续羔羊的婚宴啊，我们不知道能走多远，但是我们知道我们在座的都收到了这个羔羊的婚宴的请柬，不是吗？
Well, actually, that's not right.
实际上这不对。
Because, the bride does not need a wedding invitation.
因为呢，新娘自己不需要请柬的嘛。
It's the bride who sends out the wedding invitation.
是新娘自己是去发请柬的。
And so if we turn to Revelation chapter 22.
启示录的22章，22章。
And verse 17.
22章的17节。
Here's the wedding invitation. The Spirit and the bride say...Come, and let him who hears say come. And whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
So that's the wedding invitation, and it goes out to everyone.
这个是一个婚宴的请柬啊，给到每一个人。
But we want to look at the bride today.
我们今天想看一下新娘啊。
And if you turn back to the 19th chapter,
我们来看十九章。
And we'll read for our introduction, 19, verse
9,
or verse 6 to verse 9.
我们来读这个六节到九节啊。
I'll read it in the English, and then Falong will read it in the Mandarin.
长老用英语读，我帮大家用中文读。
Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude.Like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. And in brackets there we have an explanation. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb." And he added, "These are the true words of God."
我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音说， 哈利路亚， 因为主我们的神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他， 因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说，你要写上凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了，又对我说， 这是神真实的话。
Now, the first thought that I'd like to explore is the thought of how valuable to the groom is the bride.
所以第一个点呢，我们想来看一下，那对于新娘来说啊，这新郎有多有价值。
There's a story that I heard many years ago.
这是一个故事啊，我以前很多年前听到。
When a groom wanted to purchase a bride, he wanted to have a bride in Africa, there was a purchase price.
所以在非洲呢，如果一个新郎呢要去娶新娘啊，他是要付一个价格的。
And that purchase price was two cows.
这个价格呢就是两头牛，两头母牛。
Now you don't think that two cows is a lot of, very much to pay for a bride, but actually that's a cow is worth a lot of money.
你可能现在看起来没有什么，但是在那样的当时那个情况下，两头母牛是非常有价值的。
I remember Bert telling me once we saw a herd of cattle out in a field.
那有一次呢，Bert弟兄。 在田野里啊，在非洲就指着一群的牛群给跟Eric说。
And those cattle, they belong to different people, but they're all in one herd.
所以这些的牛群里的牛呢，是属于不同的人，只是聚起来放。
And so if you owned a cow or more, then what you would do is you would put it to the herdsman. Who would you'd pay the herdsman and he would look after everybody's cows mostly.
所以当你在村子里你有一头牛呢，你一般是把它交给那放牛的人，然后付他一部分钱，他会帮你看照看这头牛啊。
And I wondered about all this, and Bert says, "Oh, those are what those cows represent to the owners, is that they are four-legged bank accounts."
然后那Bert就说呢，你可别小看这个牛群啊，这对于这个拥有的人来说呢，这就是四条腿的银行账户啊。So
a man, he doesn't take his funds and puts it in a bank. What he'll do is he'll buy a cow.
所以因为呢，人有了余钱以后呢，他不会把这个钱拿出来去存到银行里，他会再买一头牛。And
if he needs money for to send his children to school or something, he'll sell the cow.
如果他现在急需钱，比如孩子要读书，他会怎么样？他会卖一头牛来筹钱。
It's money in the bank.
这就是他的银行存款了。 And
so you sometimes see very large herds of these cattle.
所以你会看见这一大群的这个牛啊，是非常有价值的。Now,
I heard a story many years ago. There was an African prince who wanted to marry, he wanted to find a bride.
那这个故事呢，是一个非洲的王子啊，那他要想去娶一个新娘。
He was a very wealthy young man. His father owned a lot of cattle.
那这个年轻人呢，很有钱，因为他父亲有很多牛。
And he searched for a bride very, very quietly, very carefully.
他就一直在寻找他的新娘啊，很小心的，但是也非常秘密的。
And Very surprisingly, he picked a girl from a very poor village at the edge of the kingdom.
很令人意外呢，他找了一个女孩是在国家的这个边界的一个很穷的村子里的一个很穷的女孩。
I don't believe her father owned any cows.
我不相信呢，这个女孩的家有任何的牛了。
And so the young prince chose this girl very surprisingly because to everyone that looked at her, she didn't seem to have any qualities that would attract a prince.
那这个王子选了这个女孩呢，令人非常吃惊啊，因为。认识个女孩的都不觉得她能够有任何的点呢能够配得这个王子的。
She was rather shy and withdrawn, and did not put herself forward very much. People overlooked her.
因为这个女孩总是被人忽视的，因为她也很害羞，她也不把自己放在众人的面前，所以大家都从来不在意她。
But to the surprise of everyone, he chose her to be his bride.
但是令所有人吃惊的是呢，这个王子却选了这个女孩。
And he came to the father. The father, of course, was delighted.
然后呢，王子就到他父亲那里去。那当然，父亲就很高兴啊。
And the prince asked the girl's father, "How much is the bride price?"
然后这个王子就问这个女孩的父亲，那该付多少钱呢
？And the father didn't think she was worth more than one cow.
然后这个女孩的父亲呢，觉得这个女孩啊，就应该不值一头牛都不值的哈。
The prince looked at the father and said, "Oh no."
啊，这个王子就看着这个父亲说，不不不。
She's worth 20 cows.
他说他至少值二十头牛。
She was a 20 cow bride.
她是一个值二十头牛的新娘了。
Now you may think that's funny.
你可能会觉得这很好笑啊。
But that absolutely transformed that young woman.
这个完全改变了这个年轻的女孩。
As she grew into a role as the prince's bride, she blossomed and people could not believe the change that took place in that woman's life.
所以当她成为这个王子的妻子的这个过程呢，他改变了很大，然后人都不能够相信哈，他是如此大的变化，就像花开了一样。
For one thing, she was no longer from a very poor family.
那一方面呢，他再也不是一个很穷的家庭出来的孩子。
Her father was a wealthy man and had standing in the community.
那他的父亲，也就是这个新郎的父亲呢，是个。非常富有的，而且是很有权柄的。
But it was the personal change that took place from within that transformed that young woman.
然后更大的改变是在她里面，在这个年轻女孩的里面发生了巨大的变化。
Now, that goes to show you the change that takes place in the bride of Christ.
所以你就会看见在我们身上，在基督的新娘的身上，我们的变化是怎么样的一个样子
？God didn't send His Son into the world just to save us from condemnation and judgment.
神不单单差他的圣子来地上呢，把我们从审判定罪里救出来。
He was investing His whole life into us, the wealth, all the wealth that He had, He was investing into the bride.
那他呢，在投资啊，把他所有的一生都放下来。
What did it cost? What did it cost the Father to effect our salvation?
父亲的这个成本啊，代价是什么？来给我们做成这救恩的
？He spared not His own Son, but gave Him up for us all.
那他没有留下自己的圣子，而是把圣子为我们给舍了。
It wasn't a 20 cow bride.
这不是一个二十头牛的新娘了。
It was all the wealth of the Father was laid at our disposal to purchase our salvation.
这是一个他所有的财富，他已能有的全部他给出来，就是为了救我们。
And was the Son willing to obey the Father?
那这个圣子愿不愿意顺服父亲呢？
Now I want you to look at a verse in Isaiah chapter 53.
我们来看一下以赛亚书的五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 7.
以赛亚书五十三章七节。
Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 7. Or verse 6. Verse 6 and 7. So. All we like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Now, here we are likened, this is the natural person, unregenerated, doesn't know God. He says we're like sheep that have just wandered in our own directions.
所以这个是一个很自然的结果哈，我们没有重生的人呢，就像羊走迷了路一样。
We haven't listened to God. Each one, it says, has turned to his own way.
每一个人呢，都偏行自己的路。
Now, what would make God? What would we be attractive to God for? How would, when you think of that prince, that somehow he is attracted to that young woman, he saw a quality in her that attracted him.
所以，我们回到这王子的故事呢，你会看见他在那女孩里面看见一些吸引他的东西。
He saw potential in her.
他看见里面的潜力。
And that wise prince was willing to pay a great price for that woman.
所以这个王子他愿意付上巨大的代价。
So, transferring that thought, what did God see in us?
所以把这个点放在我们身上，你觉得神在我们里面看见了什么呢？
That he would pay such a price that he would send his son and then lay our sin on him. What a price to pay.
所以他会把我们的罪啊放在圣子身上，这是个多大的代价。
And that son was willing to do the will of the Father.
然后这个圣子呢，却特别愿意做父神的旨意。
Because the son loved the bride.
因为圣子很爱新娘。
It says in one place in the scriptures, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
因为圣经某一处说呢，为了他摆在前面的喜乐，他就轻看十字架的羞辱。
He despised the shame. He pushed it aside, the shame of the cross, in order to win his bride.
所以他把十字架的羞辱放在一边，就为了去迎娶他的新娘。
And in verse 7, it says he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. There was no hesitancy. There's no opposition in his heart. He didn't open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
所以他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
And we've been looking at the Lamb throughout the scriptures in these last few weeks, the Lamb, as we've traced the Lamb through the scriptures.
我们过去的几周一直在跟踪这羔羊啊，在圣经里的不同的地方。
The Lamb is a Lamb is really a symbol of sacrifice.
所以羊就是一个献祭的代表。
Innocent, harmless, obedient, pure. And there we have, he's described here as a lamb. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, not even opening its mouth, just being led to its death.
羊是一个顺服的, 然后无辜的, 无罪的, 然后自愿的去, 然后他被带到这个, 宰杀之地的时候也不开口。
When you see a little lamb, you know, your heart goes out. There's such beautiful little creatures.
所以你看见那个小羊羔的时候, 你就, 哎呀, 你的心就知道这是个很美的, 这个小, 小生物啊。
And you can imagine, as the priests would lead the sacrifices to the altar, be where it would be killed. You, if you have any sense at all, you would certainly think, my goodness, that little innocent lamb has to die in order that I might approach to God.
所以你可以想象这个画面，当你把一只羊交给这个祭司啊，他把它带到祭坛前去献上的时候，你就想，哎呀，这只小羊啊，要把我的罪担当了，你就可以想象这个场景。A
lamb isn't going to resist.
那羊是不会抵抗的。
So it says he was led like a lamb
所以呢,
to the slaughter.
这个就用这里呢, 告诉我们, 耶稣就像一只羊一样,
so there's a picture really of the Lord Jesus. He was willing to come to pay the price for his bride.
所以这就是一个图景啊, 说耶稣他愿意来付上这代价, 这是他里面的愿意。
And so now, that's God's evaluation of the bride.
这是神来评估新娘的角度。
The great price that he would pay.
就是他为了新娘, 他愿意付上巨大的代价。
Not like the king who would lose perhaps a quarter of his herd, perhaps.
不像一个王呢, 他只是可能20头牛是他1/4的羊牛群的价值。
But he would give us everything that he had. Heaven was, as it were, when the sun came into the world, heaven, as it were, the glory had, in one sense, left heaven, because the Lord Jesus is the glory of God.
所以, 耶稣道成肉身来到地上, 某种程度呢, 是荣耀离开天堂来到地上, 因为, 耶稣是神的荣耀。
So, we see the value then of the bride to the Father and Son.
所以我们从这里就能看见新娘的价值啊, 对圣子和圣父有多大。
And what about the reaction then of the bride?
然后你从新娘的回应的角度, 你会怎么想呢?
To the price that was paid.
对这个已经付上的价格, 代价。
And I think what we do is we see that in the passage we read in Revelation chapter 19.
可以再回到启示录的19章。
Revelation chapter 19, we read it earlier.
19章我们前面读过。
Here we have the great announcement in heaven.
这里呢我们看见天上的大的宣告的声音。
What has happened up to this point in the scripture is that the Lord Jesus had received his bride to himself.
到这里呢, 就是耶稣已经把他的新娘啊, 接到他这里来。
The groom has now the bride by his side.
新郎边上已经有了新娘。
And that of course is subsequent to his coming for the church. The church is the bride of Christ, as we see in the scripture.
这里我们看见呢, 教会就是主的新娘啊, 在圣经里告诉我们, 所以这个, 这一幕发生在呢, 教会被提之后。
The Lord Jesus told his disciples that he was going to go away, and if he went away, he would come again and receive them to himself, that where he is, there they might be also.
所以耶稣说呢，他要离开，但他离开他会再来，然后呢，他在哪呢？与他同在的人也会在那里。
And so his promise of his coming again has been realized, because here what we see this great announcement in heaven in Revelation 19, that in verse 6, after a loud peals of thunder and shouting, there is a hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了。
And the reason for that great announcement is this in verse 7. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready.
这么大声音的原因呢，是在第七节讲，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
Now, I have a marriage license, a license to marry.
我是有在这边主持这个证婚的这个牌照资格的。
In British Columbia, I have performed many marriages.
所以他是可以宣布人结婚的，就他可以他有这个资质在 BC 上。
So as a person, as the officiant, I'm in a very unique position during a wedding ceremony.
所以作为这样的一个人呢，他在每一个婚礼里啊，他是有很独特的角度，很独特的位置。
Usually I'm the first person to walk up to the front of the at the wedding.
所以一般来说呢，他是在一个婚礼里呢，第一个走到前台去的。
So all eyes are on me for a little while.
在那一刻呢，很短的一刻，所有的眼睛都是盯着他的。
But soon all that changes.
但很快呢，所有就都改了。
And I think I could stand on my hands and do cartwheels, nobody would notice.
我觉得我会站在那儿呢，要动一动，也不会再有人注意我了。
Because the purpose of the wedding is the reception of the bride, the groom receiving his bride.
因为任何一个婚礼的仪式都是新郎站在那里去把新娘迎进来，这是主题。
So following me is usually the groom.
所以呢，我在台上站下站定之后呢，一般就是新郎上台了。
And he usually comes up and stands in front of me to one side.
一般来说呢，新郎站上来呢，就会站在我面前，我面前会有两边啊，新郎会站在一边。
And he turns around, and he is more or less facing the place where his bride is going to enter.
然后呢，这时候呢，新郎站在我面前的时候，他的脸是这么朝向的，他的脸不会朝着观众，也不会朝着这个证婚人，他的脸是朝着对面一个位置，那个位置是留给新娘的。
And then there's the music that introduces the bridesmaid and then the bride herself.
然后呢，这个时候音乐会响起来迎这个新娘本人啊，这个时候新娘就会进来。
That's the moment everyone is waiting for.
那这一刻是每一个人都在等的。
And when the chords strike, everyone stands up.
所以当这个音乐停的时候，每个人都会站起来啊。
And I'm watching all the faces.
然后这个时候我会看每一个人的脸啊。
Because I can see everything from where I am, but nobody is even paying a bit attention to me.
因为站在我那个位置呢，我可以看见每一个人的脸，但是大家都不会注意我。
I look at the bridegroom.
然后我可以看见新郎。
And I see the bride coming.
然后看见新娘走过来。
I see all the people that.
然后我会看见所有站在场的人，来参加典礼的人。
But it's the bride that gives me the most attention.
但是呢，往往是这个新娘啊，会最给我有这个注意力啊。
She's coming directly towards me.
她会直着朝我走过来。
But isn't paying the slightest bit of attention to me.
但是呢，完全不在乎我，不会看我。
Her eyes are fixed on her bridegroom.
然后呢，她走过来的眼睛是一直盯着她的新郎的。
And brides, they're beautiful.
当然了，这个新娘进来的时候她很漂亮。
Everything about them, they've taken such great care to make themselves perfect for that moment.
至少在那一刻呢，他们会把这个新娘打扮得完美啊，就在那样的一个场合里。
It's a thrilling, thrilling moment.
这是一个令人极其兴奋的这个场合。
And every bit of attention she has given to her dress and her hair, she's made herself ready.
所以她每一样，她的头发，她的衣着，啊，她使自己都预备好了。
For her bridegroom.
为了她的新郎。
Here we see the same thing in verse 8, verse 7 and 8.
我们看见七节和八节啊，有同样的事。
The wedding of the Lamb has come. The groom is ready to receive his bride.
七节的后半段，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好。
She's made herself ready.
他自己预备好。
And she has dressed there so carefully in fine linen, bright and clean.
她也自己呢，蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
Now notice what is in brackets here.
注意这个后面一句讲的什么。
Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints.
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的衣。
Are you getting ready for the bridegroom? Your meeting with the bridegroom?
你有没有预备好见你的新郎呢？
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书三章。
Before we read 1 Corinthians 3, let's go to 2 Corinthians and chapter 5, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Keep your finger there in 1 Corinthians, because we'll be coming back.
等会回到林前三章，我们先看林后的五章。哥林多后书五章。
2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10.
五章。
Verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
Now, what is this judgment seat of Christ?
那这个基督台前是什么？
I wanted to come to this portion because it tells us, it gives us the actual term, the judgment seat of Christ.
所以这里呢讲到了就基督的审判台啊。
Now, he's talking here to believers.
所以这个是在对着信徒说的。
And you might say in your heart, I thought that believers would never come into judgment.
那我不是觉得好像信徒从来不会经历审判吗？
We read in Romans chapter 8 and 1, there is no condemnation. There's no judgment for those that are in Christ Jesus.
因为呢，罗马书呢说，在基督里的就再也不审判，就再也没有定罪了。
The reason for that is that he was judged for us. He bore our penalty.
原因是他已经为我们受了审判，担当了我们的惩罚。
So how you're saved is by faith. You believe that God is satisfied with the sacrifice of Christ, so that then we are completely justified from all things.
所以借着信心，我们知道呢，神已经悦纳了基督所付上的罪的代价，所以我们在神眼里已经是全然是义人了。
So what's this judgment seat of Christ?
那这样的基督台前，这个审判台是审判什么呢？
Are we going to be, is the church going to be judged? Is his bride going to be judged?
那教会或者他的新娘难道还要经历这个罪的审判吗？
That's a very serious question.
这是个很严肃的问题了。
But we are going to be judged.
对，但我们的确是需要经历审判。
It says each one is going to receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
就个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
So now let's examine what it means this judgment seat of Christ.
我们来考察一下这个基督台前，基督的审判台是什么意思
？Well, first of all, it's the judgment seat, not of God, the judge of all things.
所以这个不是神审判全地的那样的审判
，but of Christ.The one who came to save.
那是一个基督啊，他本意是来拯救的。他在这审判台前。
He's talking here about works subsequent to salvation.
他这里在讲呢，得救之后所要做的工作要面临审判。
Remember what we read in Revelation chapter 19?
我们记得我们启示录十九章刚才读到的。
It says the bride has made herself ready.
新娘呢，预备好她自己了。
And that fine linen that she's wearing, she's earned.
这样的一个细麻衣，她穿的是她挣来的。
It's the righteous acts of the saints.
Amen. 这是圣徒的义行。
Not working for salvation.
不是做来为了得着救恩的那种做。
You see, the bride doesn't pay attention to her dress and so on, so she might attract her bridegroom. She does it because she wants, through love, to give that to him. It's all for him.
就像一个新娘，她不是说我穿的这样来吸引新郎，而是呢，在她对新郎的爱里，她愿意。打扮，来表达他的爱，这是完全两个不同的角度。
Her dress is not so that he might choose her. She's already chosen.
所以她并不是因为穿成这样，新郎才选她。恰恰相反，新郎已经选她了，是因为她而不是这个衣服。
But she's looking her very, very best in order as she gives herself to him. Is all of him.
然后新娘呢知道新郎付的代价，新娘也愿意把自己打扮成最漂亮的样子献给新郎。
So this is a different kind of judgment.
所以这是一个不同的审判来的。
And a good illustration is at country fairs in Canada and United States and in Great Britain and other countries as well. We have people come and they bring their, say, a flowers for a flower show.
对，在集市里啊，在北美这样的集市里，有人会带这个花鲜花到这个集市来做一个花展。
And skilled gardeners, they have their garden, say it's roses, and they carefully tend their roses to get the most beautiful in color and smell and shape.In order that they might bring it to the country fair to have judgment.
那一个特别有能力的园丁呢，他会很小心的 看顾，比方说它园子里的玫瑰啊啊，颜色、花香、形状，它会做到最美的状态呢，然后把这玫瑰呢带到集市上啊，大家会来看，会来评价。
And so you see the display, the flower all around.
然后你就看园丁呢，把这个花呢会摆的各边上都是。
And the judges, they're looking at them, they're taking notes, and as they walk from one to another, they are judging the merits of the roses, the individual roses.
然后会有人呢专门他每一个点的去看，看了以后呢记下来，然后来判断哪一个玫瑰呢是最好的。
Now, the person that grew those roses is not being judged, right?
所以这个里面你会看见，那栽种这玫瑰的人不是被判断的那一个。
The judge doesn't look up and say, "I don't like the way your hair is."
所以那个判断的人不是看着这个园丁说，哎，我来写一下，这个人头型不行，头发不怎么样，不会这么样写。
What the judge is evaluating is the workmanship of that person.
这个判断的人是判断园丁所做出来的工作。
And so what do we have?
那我们现在有什么呢？
Finally, the judges all get together and they make their judgment.
所以所有的人工作齐了以后呢，那审判官要来开始做判断。
And they award the top prizes 1, 2, 3 to the different ones that they choose.
所以他们最终呢会把这个有奖赏第一名、第二名、第三名是他在所有的花里面来挑。
What happens to those who don't get a prize?
那对于那些没有得着奖赏的人会怎么样呢？
Nothing.
没有什么损失啊，对。
They just don't get a prize.
他们就只是没有得奖而已嘛。
You know, they're not taken out and flogged behind the barn.
他们不会因为说没有得着这个奖赏，最后被人拖出去用鞭子打一顿啊，不会的。
Nothing happens to them.
对他们没有什么损失。
Better luck next year.
就是下一年再来了，可能会选上。
So that's the judgment seat of Christ.
这就是基督台前审判的意思。
What have we done subsequent to our salvation?
那我们在得救之后要做的善行、义行，也要放在基督台前来被审判、被判断的。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
那哥林多前书的四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5.
四章的五节。
Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time.
所以呢，时候未到，什么都不要论断。
Wait till the Lord comes.
只等主来。
Paul is telling the Corinthians, don't judge. You see, what they were doing is they were saying Paul is better than Apollos. Others are saying Apollos is better than Paul.
保罗在这里说呢，你先不要判断，因为呢，那个时候的背景就是哥林多人，有的人说呢，保罗比亚波罗好，有的人说亚波罗比保罗好。
And they were saying following men because they felt that they were better men. So if you were a follower of a better man,Then you were better. It was pride.
所以这里面是骄傲来的，就是人们可能觉得，哎，可能谁保罗更好，那你跟随一个更好的人，那你就变得更好。所以这个是人的骄傲。
Now earlier he had said, "Wait a minute, we're only men."
所以呢，早先呢，他们就说，哎，等一会儿，我们只是人而已了。
Each of us has a work to do.
每个人都有自己的工作要去做。
I plant the seed, but Apollos comes along with his different ministry.And he waters the seed.
那我可能是栽种的那一个，但是亚波罗来了，那他有另外的职分，他可能是在这个种子上浇水。
But it's God who gives the increase.
但是叫种子发芽生长的只有一个，就是神了。
It's the work of God is the work of God. It's not the work of men.
神的工就神的工，跟人没有关系，不是人做的。
God uses willing men and women.
神会用那愿意的男人和女人来做。
But it's not our work.
但这不是我们的工。
So there's nothing to get proud about.
所以没有什么好骄傲的。
So he says here, don't judge anything before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. That is the judgment seat of Christ.
所以什么都不要论断啊，只等主来。主来就是什么呢？就是基督台前的审判了。
And he will bring, that is the Lord Jesus is going to bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. And at that time, well, this is encouraging, each will receive praise from God.
他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那使个人要从神那里得着称赞。
Oh, that's wonderful.
啊，这很美啊。
So you're at the country fair, and the judges go around and they give the prizes, and everybody gets a prize.
好，那在这个我们刚才讲的那个集市里哈。那个判断的人呢，他开始给分数。你会发现呢，哎，每一朵花它都有自己的奖赏。
Because the judges at this country fair, they think that there's a something of value in every one of those displays.
因为这个审判者呢，他知道在每一朵花里都有自己的价值。
This one, it has the most beautiful smell.
这一个呢？香气特别足。
But he doesn't comment on the fact that the petals are not exactly nice.
但也许呢，这个可能是它的花苞啊，可能不或者花型不是特别的好。
That's forgotten about.
对，但这个没关系。
All that's mentioned there is the great qualities that he sees in that one, in that that.
对，他只承认或者只奖赏这个。这一束花最有价值的那个部分。
So every one of us is going to get praise from God.
我每一个人都会从神那得着称赞。
Because it's the life of the Spirit within us that produces the fruit of the Spirit that is pleasing to God.
所以这是我们灵的那个果实啊，最终得出来，来使神悦纳的。
And if you are born again of God's Spirit, you must produce some fruit.
你若从神的灵重生呢，你就一定会结一点什么果的。
So, everyone is going to get praise then for that fruit they have produced in their lives.
每一个人都会因着他生命里所结的果啊，最后得着称赞，这是非常非常好的点。
Now we go come to the bigger passage in 1 Corinthians 3.
那我们就回到哥林多前书的三章啊。
And we're going to look at this one, but I think what we'll do is we will take our break here before we get into this passage.
我们现在时间的原因，我们先暂停一下，然后后面再讲这个比较长的一段。
Because then we have more continuity as we go through to the end, if that's all right. Yeah.
所以这样的话，我们后面连起来就不会中断了。
So we'll ask.
Okay, 我们做一个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的真理，盼望我们能够明白我们作为新娘的价值，也能够因着我们的信心，因着我们的重生，能活出那义行作为礼物献上。给我们的新郎，主啊，盼望您带领坚固我们的信心。谢谢您赐给我们一会儿的饮食，洁净着饮食，也洁净我们的心。祷告奉主耶稣的，阿门。OK， 好，我们一起开始下一段的学习啊，我们一起来祷告。我们天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的时间，也赐给我们这话语，求您的圣灵与我们同在，帮助我们，让我们在一切的事上能够有那从天来的光照也软化我们的心，让我们愿意顺服这话语，在我们还不明白的时候，也求您祝福我们一会儿学习的时间，也保守我们的心常在您的光中和您的爱中。祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们。这次长老会给我们一些话语。
Maybe I can just say a few words before Eric starts again. We were talking about purchasing a bride. It's not like buying a car or something, or buying something, merchandise.
对，我们一直在讲这个迎娶新娘啊，这个我们要知道呢，不是像买一个车、像买一个商品那样的概念。
But you know, if you get something free, it doesn't cost you anything.
但你要意识到呢，如果你去有一样东西你是免费，就是你白没有任何代价的去得呢，就好像也不太对。
You don't appreciate that thing very much.
如果是这样的，你就不会太在乎这样东西了。
But if you purchase something with a great price, you will appreciate that much, much more than you would something that you paid very little for.
如果你用一个特别高的代价去得着一样东西呢，那你会更加珍惜它。
So you know, we were talking about Jesus paying a great price for his bride.
我们都知道耶稣付了一个极大的代价为了他的新娘。
We as human beings cannot put any price, any number of the price that he paid for his bride.
我们作为基督徒呢，我们不能够付任何的代价，我们就没有这个能力。
Only God the Father knows and Jesus Christ the Son knows the payment that was paid for the bride.
也只有圣父圣子啊，知道这代价是有多大。
Now, I just want to, you know, we were talking about, Eric was talking about the intent of the heart. And we were talking about the bride's beauty. And, you know, in the very first book of Genesis, where God created Adam, and then he created him from the dust of the ground, and, but Eve he made from a bone, like a rib from Adam's side.
所以我们想到这个新娘啊，我们就想起这个创世纪一开始的时候，神是在尘土里把亚当造出来，然后在亚当的肋旁呢取了一块哈、啊，去造了夏娃。
But you know, like for us, we see with our eyes and we start to judge things what we see with our eyes. What we hear with our ears, we start judging things with what we see, what we hear, what we feel. But God does not look at that.He looks at the heart.
所以你会看见呢，神很有意思，就我们是靠眼睛看、耳朵听，然后来做判断，但神呢却是看人的心啊、神是通过人的心来做判断。
Adam paid a price for his wife Eve.
亚当没有为他的夏娃付代价。
He was given up one of his ribs.
他就是放弃了他的一个肋骨，可能。
And not only that, there was a wound in his side where God had taken that rib from there.
那而且呢，在这个肋旁呢是有一个伤的哈，就是从取出来的时候。
That is the mark. Just like Christ paid for his bride, he has marks on his hands, his feet, and his side. He was pierced for us.
那同样的道理，这就是亚当的这个印记啊，就是夏娃从他里面出来的这个印记。这个印记呢，耶稣在救我们的时候也有，他手上、脚上有钉痕，他的肋旁有枪扎的那个钉，这个扎伤的地方。
When Adam's wife Eve went into sin and she disobeyed her Maker God, and she did not consult her husband, she went into sin and she obeyed Satan and took the fruit and ate thereof.
当夏娃呢去悖逆神的时候呢，她没有按照她丈夫的要求去做啊，她吃了那个果子。
You know, I'm sort of I have a heart that's sort of like a sensitive kind of a loving a heart, you know. And some people look at that scene and they say Adam knew that he wasn't supposed to eat that, and he deliberately went and ate that. But you know.Because we don't know what the heart, Adam's heart was. We just see that saying what happened. That he also willingly went into sin.
所以我们其实不知道亚当的心如何。我们只是看见亚当去吃了这个果子。然后你可以这么理解，说亚当故意就是愿意去吃那个果子背逆神。 但这个其实你是通过他的行为来判断这个动机的。
You know, some people have said that Adam loved his wife so much that he didn't want to be separated from his wife. And he did that in love of his wife that he took the food and disobeyed God.
那也可以这么解释，就是亚当如此爱他的妻子，他不想与他的妻子就分开了，所以他用这样的方式呢，他就吃了这个果子，也情愿跟他妻子在一起。
He loved
这也是一种可能。
He loved his wife too much to be separated from her.
对，因为他如此的爱他的妻子，
she
他不愿意分开。
Okay, God says you disobey, you eat from that tree, you will die. Okay, Adam knew that she was going to die.
所以神说呢，你吃的日子必定死啊，所以亚当知道呢，那个夏娃会要死了。
So he went in to sin with her as a husband.And they both ended up with the judgments of God. They would die.
所以在这个错误的这个认识里呢，他也跟夏娃，我愿意跟他一起去吃这果子，但最终他们都需要面临审判。
But you know, God looked at Adam's heart.
所以神是看亚当的心的。
And He redeemed both of them, and they would be together forever.
然后神呢就把两个人呢都救出来了，就是。
He told them to take a lamb and sacrifice the lamb.And that blood would cover their sins, both of their sins.
所以他就取了一只羊，杀了这只羊，羊的血呢就遮盖了他们两个人的罪。
Now we're talking about the bride of Christ, that she's made herself beautiful.
所以我们看见了新娘的代价哈，神使她变得非常美丽。
And you know something? I remember when I was quite young, I bought this very first car.And to me, it was a lot of money at the time when I bought the car. But I would wash that car, I would clean that car, I would wax that car, because I found a lot of value in that car, and I wanted others to see that I have a beautiful car.
比方说呢，他就说，我想起我年轻的时候啊，我特别想要辆车，终于呢，我买了一辆车，然后我就一个劲的洗呀、擦呀、给它打蜡呀。这对我来说是个很有价值的，我付了很大的代价，而且我想显给别人看呢，这对我太有价值、太重要的一样东西了。
And Christ has purchased us, and He has made us new creation in Christ. He hasn't just restored our old and tried to fix it up or anything. We're brand new. We're a new creation in Christ.
所以神救我们也是一样，我们不是一个被修理回状态、原来状态的样子，我们是个重生。完全新的本性，神造我们，然后给我们新的生命，然后再献给他。
So now he said that I am going back to heaven to be with my Father, but I'm sending the Holy Spirit, and it's expedient that I go. If I don't go, the Holy Spirit won't come. But the Holy Spirit now abides in the hearts of all believers, born again believers.
耶稣在离开前跟门徒说，我要去啊，然后我去是对你们有益的，我若不去呢，神就没办法拆圣灵来，那圣灵现在呢拆下来可以住在每个人的心里。
So before when we weren't saved we didn't have these boundaries, but now the Bible tells us that the love of Christ constrains us and we want to do what Christ would have us to do.
所以神的爱哈会，会像一个类似像捆锁一样，但是他可以给我们一个引导，让我们知道该怎么去做。就是爱是我们里面的动力和动机。
We want to be what He wants us to be.
我们想要做一个什么样子呢？就是想要做一个他想要我们成为的那个样子。
We are bought with a price we're not our own. The Bible tells us.
因为我们是一个高价。大的价格买来的，我不再属自己，所以我愿意用他的标准来装饰自己。
So now he has given us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is giving us gifts, and he is making us into the creation that Christ would want us to be.
所以圣灵呢会带着我们呢，成为那什么样子，就是神重生我们之后，他想让我们成的样子，圣灵就在我们里面带着我们往那个方向去。
So God has given us everything. Now we have to, there's something that we have to do as well.
所以神已经把所有一切给了我们，那我们也有一些需要做的。
Do we want to be beautiful for our bridegroom?
那我们愿不愿意为我们的新郎打扮自己呢？
Then what we must do is to, like I used to polish the car. I would wash the car a little bit of dirt. If there's any dirt in me, if there's anything that needs to be taken out of what Christ doesn't want me to be, and He wants to perfect that beauty in me.
Amen. 所以你可以想想，就像我当时对我那辆车，我不希望有任何一点瑕疵，有一点脏我都擦掉。现在呢，我们来到神面前呢，我也想把自己一切的脏东西都擦掉，把自己无瑕的献给他。
We must get rid of that.
我都想把它去掉。
And then, you know, when we see him face to face, and he sees us as that beautiful one. I was just looking at the Song of Solomon. The Song of Solomon is really written by God. It's written by the bridegroom, is what it is. It's written by Jesus. And it says that he is altogether lovely. And he wants to see his bride altogether lovely.
所以这就像我们读雅歌的时候，我们知道雅歌其实是神自己写的，就代表基督的心意。那他想要的就是那最可爱、最美丽的新娘。
What's our heart's desire that we want to please that one who bought us, our husband?
所以我们也愿意，使那买赎我们用重价买赎我们的那一位使他高兴，这就是我们的新郎。
We should be faithful to him. Our eyes should always be on him.
所以我们要对他有始终持有信实啊，我们的眼睛一直盯着他。
He is our everything.
他是我们的全部了。
Outside of him, we have nothing.
因为没有基督，其实我们在地上没有什么盼望。
So we look forward to that time when we'll be united with him.
所以我们一直是，盼望那一刻，就是我们最终和他连结的那一刻。
Okay.
Let's turn back to our passage in First Corinthians chapter 3.
我们回到林前的三章的这一段。
Well, as we're talking about the relationship of the lamb to his bride, we're of course speaking in metaphorical and symbolic language.
所以当我们讲到羔羊和婚宴的时候，我们都是在用比喻、象征的意思。其实我们知道，它不是一个本体是这样的。
The lamb is not a literal lamb.
一个羊呢，不是一个真的羊。
But he displays all the characteristics of a lamb.
但是他把这个一只羊的所有的特性全部表达出来。
So by comparing a literal lamb to the person of our Lord Jesus, we can see those characteristics in the lamb that we can apply to the Lord Jesus himself.
当我们看一只羊呢，看见它所有的特性，就能把这特性应用在主耶稣身上，我们就知道主耶稣是一个什么样的特性。
And so then, not only applying it to the Lord Jesus, but he himself is the one that has made God known.
不但如此呢，耶稣也是呢使神的本性显明的那一位。
We read in John chapter 1 that the Son who is in the bosom of the Father has told him out, has expressed him.
约翰福音一章讲到，那父怀里的独生子啊，就把父的形象显明出来。
So when we look at these various metaphors that describe the Lord Jesus and our relationship to him,
所以我们就会用这种不同的比喻，把我们把耶稣的形象和我们和他关系的形象呢，都能够表达出来。
They are descriptive of God's desire, God's character toward us, and our response to Him using these different pictures.
所以呢，就像这里我们讲到，就表达了神的心愿，他愿意对我们的心是怎样的，然后我们怎样回应他，这样的关系都是在这些比喻里显明了。
Now, using the metaphor of a bride, of course, there is no closer relationship on earth than a husband to his wife.
就像我们用的这个新娘的，这也是个比喻，这就表达呢，在这地上的关系里面，没有任何一种关系能像夫妻的关系那么近的。
And God intended that to be a picture of reality.
所以神就用这个呢，就用一个比喻啊，一个图景，来把真实的情形是怎么样告诉我们。
As Brother Jeet said, the woman was not created separately, but was actually taken out of the one that was created.
所以就像 Jeet 刚才讲的，妇人啊，就是夏娃被造的时候，不是单独独立被造的，她是从亚当身上取出来被造出来。
So the woman was taken out of man.
所以女人是从男人里出来的。
And then in their relationship, they come back together. They are absolutely one, body, soul, and spirit.
但借着婚姻的关系呢，他们又合而为一了哈，所以他们又成为原，就本来他就是从里面出来的，后来又回去了。
Now, the picture of a bride then and a bridegroom is just a metaphor for the relationship that God desires to have with us.
然后用新郎和新娘这样的一个比喻来讲神和我们呢，就告诉我们神对我们的心是怎样的。
And so we have other metaphors that are used to describe our responsibility and God's work in us.
然后也有同样其他的比喻呢，讲到我们的责任以及神在我们里面的工作。
So in chapter 3,
第三章林前哥林多前
and verse 5, as we introduced earlier, that there was a problem in the Corinthian assembly.
那这个的背景呢，我们前面提到，就是哥林多教会有一些麻烦。
There was divisions in the assembly.
在教会呢有纷争。
A very serious thing.
非常严肃的事情。
Do you know what if you use the analogy of a body and there's a division in the body, what is happening?
所以你如果用一个肢体来做比喻，而且肢体有纷争，你觉得会怎么样？
It means at the extreme, it means an amputation.
那极端的情况下就截肢嘛。
The body loses a limb.
就那一个肢体就少掉一块了，少掉一个手了。
Now it wasn't that serious.
当然没有这么严重了。
But it could get that serious.
但可以，如果极端的情况下。
What of an organ that is not producing the what is necessary for that organ to do? And there's a division then between the function of that organ and the welfare of the rest of the body.
那假设一个器官，那它不是做它该做的事情，那它从这身体里啊开始分出来，不是和其他的肢体呢开始有这个功能上的呼应。
The result is a serious illness.
那这个结果就是一个非常严重的疾病了。
And so that's why divisions in the church in the body of Christ is so serious.
这就为什么分裂纷争啊，在神的家和神的肢体如此的严重。
If I am separated from you, my brother or sister, then your gifts don't supply my need, and my gifts don't supply your need.
那如果我从你那边分离出来呢，那就是你的这个属灵恩赐不能造就我，我的也不能造就你了。
And the welfare of the whole body then is affected.
所以整个全肢体的利益也受损了。
Now Paul uses a different kind of analogy than the body here. He uses an analogy we were using earlier about flowers, plantings.
保罗在这里呢用了另外一个比喻，那不是肢体了，就我们刚才用过的，就是种花。
You see, there was no division between Paul and Apollos.
所以这里呢，保罗和亚波罗没有纷争。
Paul was the great apostle and evangelist.
保罗是一个非常伟大的使徒和布道家。
He preached Christ in the marketplace, at the temple in Athens where all the philosophers came.
他在市场里讲道，他在这个雅典的这些哲学家中间讲到。
Apollos was a very gifted man, a teacher.
那亚波罗呢，也是个非常有恩赐的教师。
Very carefully he would lay out the doctrines for the new believers so that they might be fed and edified.
然后他能把神的真理呢，可以非常小心详细的讲出来，那使新的基督徒得造就。
And so some of the Corinthians said, "I like Paul's style better."
有的哥林多人说呢，哎，我喜欢保罗的风格更多一点。
Another said, "Oh no, he's pretty basic. We like Apollos."
那有的人说呢，哎呀，他这个讲的太基础了，我还是喜欢亚波罗那个方式。
There'd be division. There's friction, and then friction, then division.
然后现在就有冲突，冲突就导致纷争。
And so. Paul, he writes this letter to the Corinthians.
那保罗呢，他写了这些信哈，给到哥林多人。
Verse 4, he says, "For when one says, 'I follow Paul,' and another says, 'I follow Apollos,' you're just mere men."
那有人说呢，我是属保罗的，有的说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不都是和世人一样吗？
What, verse 5, "What after all is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task."
亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。
See, I planted the seed; Apollos watered it.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了。
But God made it grow.
唯有神叫它生长。
So that's self-explanatory.
所以这个就字面就能理解。
Right. They both were needed. You need someone to plant the seed. You needed someone to water it.
所以你要有人栽种，你知道也需要有人浇灌。
Which is most important?
那这是很重要的。
Well, the fact of the matter is, Paul didn't invent the seed, and Apollos didn't create the plant.
问题在于呢，种子也不是保罗造的。那亚波罗也没有办法让这个种子发芽，这都不是他们的工作。
God just used these two servants to that he might get a crop.
神只是用这两个仆人，使这个庄稼能够得生长。
So verse 7 he says, "So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. There's where the glory should be given."
栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
And then he says, the one, verse 8, the man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, the same purpose in mind.
栽种的和浇灌的都一样，他们有同样的目的。
And then he brings in now the statement that is leading into what our earlier discussion was about.
这时候呢，他就开始进到了一个话题，就是我们前面提到的那个话题。
They both have the same purpose, but each servant will be, verse 8, will be rewarded according to his own labor.
他们都有同样的目标，但是呢，每一个人会跟着自己的工作来得赏赐。
So everyone, that's the judgment seat of Christ.
那这就是基督台前的审判了。
Earlier we read that everyone will have praise of God for what they have done in the body.
因为我们前面知道呢，每一个人要从神的得着赞赏啊。
So what Paul is talking about, he's talking about a farmer and getting a crop. Each of us has a role to play in the harvest.
所以保罗呢？在这里他要就栽种了，然后使我们最终能丰收。
Now don't forget the application that we were looking at in Revelation 19, where it says the white linen that the bride is dressed in are the righteous acts of the saints.
不要忘记我们一开始怎么来到这一段的，是我们从十九章启示录十九章的那个异形的那个细麻衣的袍啊，那异形带出来的这个话题。
It's what they have done for their bridegroom.
这就是这些圣徒们他们为新郎所做的那些异形，那就是这些。
So you see that you have all these different metaphors: a bride getting ready, herself ready for the bridegroom. You have the metaphor of a farmer, working together for a crop. One plants, the other waters, and so on.
所以你看有不同的比喻，有新郎预备新娘的比喻，然后呢也有这个栽种浇水园丁的这个比喻。
And again, I would emphasize this very important point. These acts and works are not for salvation.
我再一次强调呢，这样的一个义行不是因为要去得救而做的。
They are performed out of love for the one who has already saved them.
他是因为呢已经得救的人从里面出来感恩和爱的心，愿意做。
Because the Bible says that the sinner cannot produce good works.
因为圣经告诉我们的，一个罪人他是做不出一个善行的。
All our righteous acts are like filthy rags.
我们一切哈，在得救前，我们所做的这个善行啊，在神眼里都是肮脏的抹布。
But once a sinner comes to God and says, I can't do anything. I need your salvation.
所以一个罪人来到神面前的状态是什么呢？说主啊，我做不了任何事情，我需要你救我，你的救恩要给我。
And God grants forgiveness, justifies that person so they are absolutely righteous, declares them righteous.
所以神呢，就宣称他为义啊，借着他的信心。因为神已经把罪的代价已经付上了，所以人需要的救恩神给了他。
They receive God's Holy Spirit.
人在这样的一刻呢，就从神呢得了神的圣灵。
And it's the Holy Spirit within the believer that produces the fruit of the Spirit, which here we got another metaphor.
所以神的圣灵在人得救之后住进人的心里，就会带着人再去做出这样的善行和义行啊，这样的义行就神可以悦纳了。
So we, everyone though works. Some of our works are done in the spirit, but some things are done in the flesh.
所以我每个人呢都会做一些事，有的事呢是在灵里出来的，有的事呢是肉体里出来的。
Well, I don't really want to do that, but I'll do it because.It'll make me look good in the eyes of my brothers and sisters.
比方说呢，我心里说，哎呀，我真的不愿意做，但是我还要做，因为呢，这件事呢，使我在弟兄姊妹眼里会好，看起来会好一些。
That may not produce very good fruit.
这样的心呢，不会带来一个很好的这个属灵的结果子。
But he says there that in verse 8 again that.Each one is going to be rewarded according to their own labor.
第八节呢，个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
And when the Lord Jesus comes for His church and they are brought into His presence, at that moment we are going to be judged. That's the judgment seat of Christ.
所以当耶稣来第二次来要把他的所有地上的教会提走的时候呢？基督台前的审判就开始了。
We're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and that change takes place, and that is the judgment seat of Christ. This takes place in a moment.
那在那最后一刻呢，每一个在地上还没有死的人呢，都会瞬间改变。那个得救的人啊，都会瞬间改变。然后在这之后，马上基督台前的审判就开始了。
But in 1 Corinthians 15, we read, and you can go there yourself, but we're not going to go there to look at it specifically. It says, then everyone is going to be like the stars of the sky, they shine differently in the resurrection, so there will be differences in the resurrection. Using...the metaphor of a of the cosmos, the constellations, the heavens.
所以，林前十五章讲到复活呢，就到那个时候呢，我们的每一个的这个复活的圣徒啊，他就用那个比喻，就像天上的星一样啊，像宇宙的这个星星一样。41
41. Yeah. We might as well go there. When the resurrection, in verse 35, we read here, but someone may ask, how are the dead raised, and with what kind of body will they come? There's two questions that are asked, aren't they?
所以哥林多前书15章的35节说呢, 会有人问, 死人怎样复活,
everybody got that verse? We're not concerned right now with the first question.
对, 我们现在不看第一个问题,
how the dead are raised.
死人怎样复活?
He answers that question and says, he explains later on in that. But we're interested in the question, what kind of body will they come with? Now, he's not using the metaphor here.
对,他在这里不是在用比喻啊,
this is literal.
这是真的,
because we are going to be raised literally when Christ comes.
我们到基督来的时候,我们是真的要复活,有形的身体有的。
So, that's the question that's before our minds. With what body are they going to come?
所以我们来是带什么身体来? 这是这个问题。Now
he uses a number of metaphors to try to explain this very literal truth.
所以他就后面用了一些比喻来讲这个真理。Verse
36, how foolish. He answers the second question first, and then the first question last.
他先回答了第二个问题,然后再回答第一个问题。So
he's answering the second question, with what kind of body are they going to come?
第二个问题是带什么身体来呢?
So I use the metaphor of sowing here, which we're of planting, which we've been looking at earlier.
对,他这里用的是撒种啊,这个种子的这个比喻。
He says it's a foolish question. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And when you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else.
并且你所种的不是那将来的形体。
So we know that,
即如麦子或是别样的谷, yeah.
So we know that when you plant a seed, that latent life that is in every seed, it must give that latent life up in order for the active life of a new plant to come out.
所以一样种子呢, 它总是会有一个情形, 它里面会有蕴藏的那个生命, 所以当它种到地里去的时候, 它要把自己的 这个蕴藏的生命放弃, 让这个活的生命从里面出来, 啊, 其实是以生命换生命, 这个种子就再没有了, 但是一株植物出来了。
That latent life in the seed is in the germ.
所以这个, 种子呢, 就里面就藏了这个生命了。
So that latent life must give up that life in order for a plant, a mature plant, to come forth, to grow.
所以为了这个成熟的 这个植物要长出来呢，那种子先要把自己先放弃献上。
So in the same way, these old bodies must die.
所以同样的道理，我们这个老我的身体会死的。
Or be transformed at His coming.
或者在主来的时候被改变。
These are like these old bodies. What kind of body are we going to have when He comes? Well, we don't know yet. But these bodies, first of all, He's telling us, is going to die. This old body is not fit for the heavenly realm.
我们知道的一点就是我们地上现在有的肉体呢是不可能适应天上的生活，所以我们或者在主来前死了，或者呢主来的时候我们瞬间改变，但是新生的那个肉体呢和现在的肉体是有本质的差别的。
Then in verse 37, when you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else.
这就是37节讲的，你所种的不是那将来的形体，不过是籽粒，即如麦子或是别样的谷。就是我们现在看见的就是一个种子，你未来看见的不再看见种子了。So
that you don't plant a plant, the seed doesn't look anything like what the plant is going to be.
所以你种一棵植物的时候，你不是把植物本身种在地里的，这棵种子你看不见未来植物的任何影子，看不见的。So
that's a comparison to these bodies here, what these bodies They're going to die, but the body that God is going to give us has no comparison to what we have here.
这就同样的形象，你就能知道我们现在这个身体就像那个种子，这个种子是要死的，但是未来要出来的那个新的形体，就像未来那棵有生命的植物一样，你是没办法想象那棵植物跟种子之间有什么相似性。
Now, who determines what that body is like?
那谁来决定未来那个身体长什么样子呢？
God does. We read that in verse 38.
神会告诉你，就像三十八节讲的。
God gives it a body as He has determined, and to each kind of seed He gives His own body. Its own body.
神随自己的意思给他一个形体啊，并叫各等子粒有各等的形体。
Then He uses another metaphor about different kinds of animals and that are in creation. There's a variety.
然后他又用其他的一个比喻，就用什么用。多样性啊，这个创造的这个多样性来做。
And they all fit together. The ecology of the world is an amazingly intricate and beautiful thing.
然后你会看见这个多样性呢，就是这个世界不同的物种啊，但是非常和谐，一个大的这个生态系统啊，是非常的和谐，非常的完美。
We will skip more comments on that and just go to verse 40 where he uses another metaphor.
然后呢，我们跳过这里，再看四十节，他又用了一个比喻来讲未来的身体。
And what he's doing, he's explaining the literal resurrection of the dead.
这里他在解释呢，就是复活啊，是真实的复活，它会是个什么样情形
？Of those who have trusted Christ and have that latent life within them.
这个复活是指那信靠耶稣的人之后呢，他里面那个隐藏的生命就有了，就活了，就在里面了。
That have been born again by God's Spirit.
因为他是借着神的灵重生的，就像一个种子一样，它会发芽的。
It's verse 40 that I wanted to comment on, and it's so that it says there are also heavenly bodies and there are earthly bodies, but the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another.
四十节有天上的形体，也有地上的形体，但天上形体的荣光是一样，地上的形体的荣光又是一样。
The sun is one kind of splendor, and the moon another, and the stars another.
日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光。
And here's the point that I want to make is that last phrase, and stars differ from star in splendor.
这是我们要讲的是最后一小段了。这星和那星的荣光也有分别。
Astronomers rate the brightness of stars, on a scale that they use.
那天文学家呢，他们会用那个光啊，就天上星星的光的分级。
As they appear from Earth.
那从地上的角度来看哈、啊，来分开。
And that's what Paul is talking about here.
这就是保罗在这里讲的例子。
Their relative brightness from what we see.
他们相对的亮的程度啊，从我们的看的角度。
He's not speaking as an astronomer here, though. He's speaking as He's teaching us a valuable spiritual lesson.
那他不是在讲天文学，但他是用这个例子来讲很非常重要的属灵道理。
That in the resurrection, some are going to shine brighter than others.
所以在复活的时候呢，有的光发光要大过其他的。
Everyone is going to receive praise from God.
但每一个呢，都会从神呢得称赞。
Some lights might be very dim.
那有的光呢可能暗一点。
Others shining bright.
有的呢亮一点。
But everyone is going to shine.
但每一个都会有亮光哦。
So that's what when we come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we're going to look now where he says he's going to change the metaphor again.
所以我们回到林前的三章呢，我们看见呢，他又要改这个比喻的例子了。
We're still connecting this with the righteous acts of the saints, which the bride is getting herself ready.
我们依然是把这个放在一个上下文里，是新娘预备自己的义行这样的一个背景里来谈的。
She's beautifying herself for her presentation.
她用她的这个义行啊来打扮自己啊，使她自己能够呈现给神。
And how she has prepared herself on earth with righteous acts.Is what she is going to be changed into at the resurrection.
那她怎么样来准备的这个方式呢？是在她复活之后， 能够改变的那个形态，他是用那个方向来准备自己的，就他有一个引导。
I hope we see this picture in our minds.
所以我盼望大家能看见这个图景，就是他的装饰的方式，不是用地上的这个方式的。
I don't want to labor it anymore, but what we have now, Paul uses one more metaphor.
那我们看一下，保罗又用了一个比喻啊。又用了一个比喻。
And hopefully Eric only uses one more metaphor too.
盼望我 Eric 也能再用一个比喻。
I don't want you to all go home disappointed.
我不希望大家回去都很失望。
So he in verse 9 he says, he finishes off his argument about the field work. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field.
那第九节他用最后的总结来结束这个比喻，是用田地的比喻。我们是与神同工，你们是所神耕种的田地。
But for his purposes now in furthering his teaching, he has to change a metaphor.
所以他为了把这个教导继续下去呢，他要换一个主比喻的方式了。
And he says, "You're God's building."
那现在呢，你们是神所造的房屋。
And so now he's looking at the church, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, all those who belong to Christ.
他看神的教会，神的教会的肢体，那一切属神的组成的那个教会。
As a building.
这就像一个建筑一样。
Now you engineers and architects, you'll feel more comfortable with this than some of the others, perhaps.
那作为你们如果当中有工程师或者搞建筑的呢，看这个比喻就比其他比喻更容易理解。
You artistic types and farmers and so on, we're going to leave you behind.
那些做农民的或搞艺术的呢，可能你们就一下子要等一等了。
And we're going to look now at God's people as a building.
所以我们现在来看神的子民们呢，就像一个建筑。
So he says,Here, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation.
他说我照神所给我的恩呐，我立好了根基。
That's the very first thing that is done.
这是他第一个做的事。
And whenever they build a building, and I've been around lots of them, the very first thing they do is they dig a big hole.
那造一个屋子，第一件要做的是什么？挖个大坑。
And then they seem to take forever. So they excavate, and then they got to lay all the utilities. Then the foundation is laid. Then they begin to build up from there.
一般呢，先挖个坑以后呢，在里面呢，先把一些管子铺上，然后呢，再把地基打起来，在这个基础上再开始往上搭。
But you have to be very careful how you lay a foundation.
所以你要非常小心，你这个基础是怎么做的。
Because it's got to support the full superstructure, everything that is above it.
因为呢，基础是要承担顶上您看见的那个结构啊，它是起这个作用的。
And so Paul was the man that God gave him most of the New Testament revelation.
所以保罗是那一位啊，神把新约很多的启示告诉他的。
And his one purpose was to lay a foundation, and that foundation was Jesus Christ.
所以保罗的一个目的啊，就是要打这个根基。这根基是什么呢？就是耶稣基督了。
Ephesians chapter 2 says, "Other foundation can no one lay but that which is Christ Jesus."
所以像以弗所书二章说的，除了耶稣基督，我们不能再打别的根基。
And the apostle Paul labored his entire ministry.Was to lay that solid foundation with tears and sufferings. He did that work.
所以使徒保罗在他的一生啊，用他的苦难和眼泪啊，就是在打这个根基，耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
He's going to shine bright in the heavenly constellation.
保罗应该那颗星好亮好亮的，未来。
So here he says there, verse, Eight. I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on that.
然后呢，我像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，但有别人在上面建造。
Now, he doesn't mention Apollos specifically because there are many who build on that.
所以他这里特别没有提亚波罗，因为什么呢？因为很多人都在做同样的事。
There would be Silas and Timothy and Barnabas and Peter and John and all on and on.
有希拉，有提摩太，有很多很多人。
And then they would pass away and another generation would come.
这批人又死了，后一代又来了。And
that house, we read that we are living stones. That the moment we believe in the Lord Jesus, we are placed into this temple.
所以我们就意识到这个房子啊，它那个石头是活的，所以我们每一个人都是那石头。
In verse 16, in the same passage now, he mentions to them, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple?
所以11节说呢，你没有意识到你就是神的殿啊。
A temple is where the priest ministers and worship to the God.
所以圣殿就是祭司们来敬拜神的地方。
We are like living stones placed into this temple.
所以我们就像活石啊，把它这些活石放在圣殿里。
And our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, is there ministering to us and for us.
所以我们的大祭司啊，就在那向我们讲道啊，也为我们来代求。
So that he says, you are the God's temple, and that God's Spirit lives in you.
你们是神的工程啊，神的灵也住在你们里面。
So this is a metaphor here.
这是一个比喻。
Of heavenly realities.
在我们属天的这个事实里啊。
But what we want to do is we want to look at the practical application here.
那我们要看一下这个应用的意义。
Because when you build a building, every worker has to add their efforts to the construction of the whole.
当你造一个建筑的时候，那每一个工人都要把他们的能够贡献的力呢放在这个这里，就是大家一起造的。
The foundation's already been laid. The apostles and prophets laid that foundation, particularly Paul.
所以基础已经立好了，基础谁立的？就使徒和先知，尤其像保罗这样的人，他们立的。
But every one of us is involved in the actual building of this temple, and it's not completed yet.
所以我们每一个人都在这个上面搭房子建造，到现在还没做完。
So he goes on and says there in chapter 10, or chapter 3 rather, verse 10, but each one should be careful how he builds.
像三章十节说呢，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
So the question is, how are you building?
问题是你怎么造？
The previous question was, what are you doing in the field? Watering.
前面一个用的是什么？你在田地里，你怎么撒种，怎么浇水？
Again, it's related to the righteous acts of the bride.
再一次呢，这还是在。
There are rewards for those that build good materials. There are rewards.
所以这些是赏赐啊，给到那这个造的好的人的赏赐。
So there we read it, verse 11, for no one can lay any other foundation other than it has already been laid, which is Jesus Christ.
往下走呢，十一节，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。Now,
if anybody builds on this foundation,
若有人用在这个根基上建造，
you see, the church is not a building.
所以教会不是一个有形的建筑。
A physical building.
不是一个有形的建筑。We
sometimes get it confused.
有的时候我们会因着这个会搞糊涂。
But the church is a spiritual building.
教会是一个以属灵的建筑。
Made up of living stones, it's an organic structure.
它是一个有机体啊，是活石搭起来的。
So we want to build on this foundation.
所以我们要在这个根基上造。
There is no unemployment in this construction project.
所以在这里呢，他没有一个故宫啊，在这个工程里，每个人都是一体的。
Everyone has some task to do.
每一个人都有一点工作要做。
Now, the question is, what kind of materials are you going to be using in your building?
问题是在你的建筑里，你要做什么，用什么材料？
He says here.If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw,
若有人用金银宝石、草木禾秸在这根基上建造
on that day his work is going to be exposed.
那在那一天呢，他的工程要显露出来
because it's going to be purified by fire. That is, the Holy Spirit is going to.Look at that work that we have done for Christ when we're here. And if it's gold, silver, or precious stones, it will survive the fire.
因为呢，圣灵啊，就是在我们这些工上呢，它会像火一样来检验。所以如果是金银宝石呢，这个工程就留下来了。
Because he says, verse 13, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day, that is the day of Christ, will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work.
因为那日子将要向他显表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
So it's not the man that is being judged, it's the work, is it not?
所以你会看见不是人被判断，是工作被判断。
Judgment is passed for the believer.
因为对于信徒来说，他的得救的这个审判已经过去了。
But it's the work that's going to be tested.
但他的工作是需要被判断的。
Now, gold, silver, precious stones. That takes sacrifice, does it?
所以，金银宝石啊，草木禾秸。他要牺牲的，对。
You're building. You're taking materials that you have earned, and you're placing it in the building to build to a building that's growing unto the glory of God.
所以你要建造一个房子，最终是为了神的荣耀。
Or are you just wood, hay, and stubble?
或者你只是草木禾秸呢
？That's really of the self, is it not?
那就是为自己了。
It's not works that are going to stand the test.
那这样的工呢，为自己的工就没有办法站立得住了。
And if any man's work survives, he's going to receive that reward.
那如果有人他的工程被烧哈，就他。
And then verse 15, and if it is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, but only as one escaping from the flame.
对他自己要受亏损，啊，他要受亏损，自己要得救哈、啊，但是乃像从火里经过一样。
That's the most extreme thing that could happen to a believer.
这是一个对于信徒来说最极端的情形。
That he won't have, to use our other metaphor, there won't be much righteous acts. The beautiful things that the bride is beautifying herself, there won't be much there.To adorn herself for her bridegroom.
这样的一个情形里呢，就像一个新娘，她没有办法装饰自己啊，就是她没有任何的东西能够献给新郎。
We will continue next week on this theme a little bit longer, and because we haven't really got to the marriage of the Lamb yet, we just got the bride coming up the aisle, as it were.
所以我们下一周会继续，因为还没有进到婚礼的主体啊，只是新娘登场了而已。
I was just thinking, you know, when Eric was talking about, I was thinking about a Christmas tree. You could see all the beautiful lights everywhere in the city. But say if you had a Christmas tree, it only had one or two lights on it. It wouldn't look very beautiful, would it? So, you know, all the works that our brother's talking about, that when we are displayed, the reflecting the glory of Christ, and this beautiful Christmas tree with all the different colors of light and the ambience and that's what he wants us to be. a beautiful, you know, with all the lights, with all the works that Christ has designed us for, that we should be faithful to Him. And we should be building on this foundation that He put already together. And each one of us, you know, will have our own personality still. We will still be unique. We will be able to recognize one another. Mm. We'll have a body like Christ has a body. And what a wonderful thing He's going to bring about.
Mm. 所以他就说，就让他想起我们圣诞节要装饰那圣诞树啊。你没有看见哪个圣诞树装饰完以后，上面就那一两盏小灯的。所以它一定是所有的灯以各种颜色，最后非常的亮，非常多的。那这个是基督希望我们最后能够把自己献上的时候是这样的一个状态，是非常美的一个途径。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our loving Father in heaven, how holy and just are your ways.
主啊，您的道路是如何如此的圣洁，如此的公义。
And our Father in heaven, how great was your love? It was greater than death.
啊，您的爱大过死亡的爱是何等的大。
We thank thee, our Father, that thou didst, when thou didst see us in death, thou didst come to bring life to us.
啊，您把我们从死亡中救出来，给了我们生命。
For our Savior said to them and to us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me.
因为我们的救主说，我是道路、真理和生命，没有人不借着我能到父那里去。
So our Father, we want to say again that we love thy beloved Son. How dear he is to our hearts. He is our everything. He is altogether lovely.
主啊，我们要说的是，我们真的想表达，我们爱这位圣子啊，他啊对我们的爱，我们收到，我们是何等的爱他。
And our Father, our hearts are yearning to see him.
我们的心真的盼望看见他。
And we say, Come, Lord Jesus, come.
主啊，我们说来，你来。
So in the meantime, Lord, help us to build this house together.
主啊，同时也带领我们建造这房子。
The house that our, the building that our Lord Jesus has asked us to build.
那主耶稣带着我们要告诉我们要造的这房子。
All the different talents that He has given us, all the different abilities, Lord, that we must use these, that what He has given us to the glory of our Savior.
那不同的才能，不同的能力，他赐给我们来做这房屋的。
Lord, that each one of us would have this beautiful building, this beautiful structure, when we see Him face to face.
当我们面对面见他的时候，我们就能看见这完美的。建筑和房屋。
We thank thee that he's purifying our hearts and giving us this clear conscience that we can go from day to day serving him and being faithful to him.
主啊，我们谢谢您，他救了耶稣救了我们，给了我们无愧的良心，让我们每一日能够站立得住。
We thank thee, our Father, for the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
我们也为父赐给我们圣灵献上感恩。
And we thank thee for leading and guiding us each and every day until we reach those shores of heaven.
主啊，谢谢您，这圣灵可以带领我们，帮助我们每一天，直到我们进到天堂的另一边。
We give thee thanks and bless thee and praise thee and worship thee in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们赞美你，敬拜你，我们尊崇你，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.